And the Oscar goes to, by a nose, Nicole Kidman.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to a very special mini episode of the Kid Manifesto. It's just me in the recording closet. I guess it's always just me in the recording closet, but there is no guest. I wanted just to say hello, first of all, since it's been a little while, and also catch people up on the Toronto International Film Festival, which is where I was all last week, which is why there wasn't a new episode, specifically because there is quite a bit of Nicole content there. Some of you probably already know a good deal about it, and a lot of you were there. I saw Danita, former guest from the Strangeland episode, and Chris Hanna from The Others. I saw Jordan from Cold Mountain, stayed with Ben Empey, friend of the podcast, host of Movies IMO, and guest of the Birth episode, and Matt Erspammer, guest of the, I'm blanking, it's been a very long week, I've traveled a long time, Margot at the Wedding episode. Saw some cool stuff, saw some celebs, go see High Life when it comes out. It's horny space and it's so good. Go see Her Smell and Beale Street and Widows is the most fun you can have this fall. I just want to talk a little bit about the Nicole movies that were at TIFF. And they will both get full episodes. We have some really exciting guests lined up for both of those. I'm really excited. But Nicole was there. She was there to promote both Boy Erased and Destroyer. And I got to see both, which was really exciting. I got to go to the public premiere of Destroyer, and Matt came along with that, which was really fun. That was in the beautiful Winter Garden Theater. And then also, I scuttled into a public screening of Boy Erased. I was like 30 seconds late. Fully disgraceful with a Tim Hortons iced coffee in my hand. Had to shuffle into my mid-aisle seat. So I missed the first 30 seconds, and I also missed the same six commercials that they play before every screening, which is like a L'Oreal commercial that everyone decides to clap through, and like a Bell telephone ad, and then a musical number where all the TIFF volunteers sing We Are the Champions. There's like a couple of hot men in that video, so that's kind of nice. But I guess in order to make this episode interesting, I could talk about both just really quickly. Boy Erased is pretty much exactly what you think it's going to be. I read the book. The book is fine. And the movie is that too. We'll talk about it in the full episode, and I'm really excited for that guest there. But everyone pretty much just shows up and does what they need to do. I think this is like another gay movie in the long history of gay movies for straight people, in that there were two out of the 22 movies that I saw in a week. This is the only one with like mid-movie applause, and it happened twice, and it was just for like straight ally characters doing like the bare minimum. So I think they're gonna really like it. There was one applause break for Nicole, I think one for Russell Crowe. Maybe. It's weird. It's also like straight people. Chris File, former guest, who I also saw, I just realized I left him out of the list, former guest of the Batman Forever episode, pointed out that like straight people laugh at things that are like hideously unfunny to gay people. So it's interesting to like watch that happen. But Nicole's good. She certainly looks like Jared's mother. The man who wrote the book, Jared Conley, definitely looks like his mother, Martha, who was also at the festival. She looked phenomenal. I don't know if she's listening to this. She does follow me on Twitter, and I've definitely abused that privilege. But she looks great, and Nicole looks very much like her and is very charming in her Southern getup, which is an accent that she has definitely donned before. I would say go see it. It's coming out soon. Definitely go see it so that when we talk about it, you can hear it. Turning out Destroyer. Destroyer's a bad movie. I'll just say that up front. It's kind of heisty, and, undercover police-y, but, I would say the movie itself is bad. Chronologically, it's half in flashbacks and half not. I would say the flashbacks are an okay movie, and the present-day stuff is a bad movie. There's, like, a family subplot that is one of the worst things I've seen in film this year. One of the worst performances as well. Tatiana Maslany, who was at the premiere also, gives a genuinely good performance, and Sebastian Stan gives a very handsome performance. Some hair versatility there. He's got kind of like a neo-Nazi haircut in the flashback, and then like a regular guy haircut in, I guess, other flashbacks. On the subject of Nicole, I think, without getting into too much detail, I think she's giving a pretty good performance in the flashbacks. She kind of looks practical magic-y there, and it's kind of fun. In terms of the destroyed portions, everyone keeps saying this is, like, Nicole's monster moment. I mean, I've done nothing but think about this, and we'll talk about that in a second, and I truly think the makeup and the wig and kind of the ensemble makes it a worse performance. She really doesn't look like a person, so it's almost impossible to align with anything that the character's doing. And they really do, like, lean into that so heavily that it's really hard to divine anything out of that performance. I think without that stuff, it's an okay performance. I would love to see what the future guest we have on lock will say about those things in the Golden Compass scale. But we can talk about the elephant in the room, which is the real-life Golden Compass scale I attempted to articulate at the premiere. The premiere, as I mentioned, had director Karin Kasawa and Tatiana Maslany, Sebastian Stan, Nicole Kidman. I saw them all in the foyer taking press photos and interviews. They all look stunning. Nicole really does... I mean, she's truly so beautiful. She has, like, that true movie star, speechless quality. The only other person I saw that, like, even comes close to it out of the celebrities I saw was Amber Heard, who was there for her smell, who just, like, looks like she doesn't belong on this earth. She's just, like, her skin is just flawless, and she just glows. But Nicole has that in spades. It's really crazy. We were, like, Matt and I were, like, six rows back. It's pretty amazing, just to, like, be in her presence. I think I would think that even as someone who is not, like, a deranged fan. It's pretty shocking. There were a very large group of Sebastian Stans there that were just really ready to cheer for him when he was on screen. I will say that during the Q&A, someone started their question to Sebastian Stan by saying, it's a well-known fact that you're one of the best actors at acting with their eyes, to which he said, like, says who? And then her question was basically, like, how do you do that? Which was apparently a lot better question than the question I asked. So I was obviously ready to go. Had my question ready to go. I had really thought about it a lot. And the question I asked was essentially, you know, Destroyer is a movie that is very heavily, it's very wig heavy. We'll just say it up front. And, you know, I said, I've spent the last year kind of talking about your performances in a lot of manners, one of them being wigs. Destroyer is a very wiggy movie. At which point I could sense that Nicole was very confused by my use of the word wiggy. I imagine, maybe she thought it was like a wiggy, like an out there, like 70s far out, definition of wiggy. And then I said, you know, can you compare it to some of your other performances with wigs? At which point the audience all kind of collectively looked at me like the madman that I am, except for maybe the one Winter Garden Princess of Wales volunteer who leaned in and told me that he listened to the podcast. Thank you, Sean, if you're listening. The moderator then repeated the question to Nicole, which basically just turned into, can you rank your wigs? To which Nicole iconically said, that's an awful question. Can we shoot that question down? So we all laughed in good spirit and moved on. And then I guess Wiggygate started, which was just a very large discourse about whether or not it was an appropriate question, what are appropriate questions at Q&As, questions of, you know, does this compare to asking a woman on the red carpet what they're wearing, that sort of thing. And I think a lot of it, that has been said about all sorts of things. I guess my only real thought at this point is just that I would, first and foremost, hope that no one takes abject offense to the question. Certainly, it was well-intentioned, if not only just to be a little humorous, but certainly based on hours and weeks of work revolving around the subject. And that just hopefully it comes from a place of admiration of craft, not just for Nicole as an actress or actresses in general, but for the craftspeople behind film. I don't think that we get to talk about artisans like wig makers, makeup artists, even costumers to a certain extent. And I would hope that this podcast is a place to be able to do that in a way that is both constructive and fun and supports both the people wearing those things and also the craftsmen themselves. I guess that's my two cents on that. That being said, the next couple days were a really silly whirlwind of strangers in the street recognizing me as that wig person. Shout out to the Blank Check podcast. I went to a Blankies meetup there when I was in the city, and host of that podcast, David Sims, once he had identified me as the that wig guy, got a real kick out of that. So it was a lot of handfuls of that, volunteers asking me about that. Did an Australian radio show to kind of settle that. Apparently, Australia loved that question. And again, I think hopefully we can approach it from, a place that is fun and lighthearted. It has been really interesting to hear the kind of negative takes and certainly, I'd like to try to keep this podcast as an evolving entity, and obviously be respectful wherever possible. That does not change my main point, which is Destroyer still is a bad movie. I would say see it because there are some truly unwell things that happen in it. Again, I think Tatiana Maslany is so funny in it. It just gives a truly unhinged performance. In really a festival full of unhinged performances. I'll never get a chance to talk about this, but Natalie Portman in Vox Lux, Elizabeth Moss and her smell, Juliette Binoche and Space Come in High Life. I mean, there are so many good things to talk about. Please go find a movie podcast that will dissect them. Again, a movie's IMO or such thing. I guess that's really all I have to say. I don't really know what to do in these solo episodes. I would say stay tuned for both the Destroyer and Boy Erase episodes coming up. We've also got the regular remainder of our movies. We're getting down to the real niche content, so we're gonna finish this up on a high note, and then we'll get some Golden Compass awards handed out, and you know, maybe we'll put this thing to bed for a little while until Aquaman comes out. But for now, I guess I'll play us out to whatever song I think is funny in the moment. Please don't forget to rate us in the Apple Podcast/iTunes store. Throw us that 5-star and maybe talk about your favorite wig performance, since Nicole definitely will not. Oh, I will say that the guy next to me at Destroyer, after I asked that question, leaned in and said, like, I guess Nicole's never going to do your podcast now. To which case, if he thought that that was ever on the table, he just clearly hasn't listened to a single episode of this. But give us that rate and subscribe, and, tell a friend or something. Share the metro.co.au article about Wiggate, and, I guess go follow that Nicole's Wigs Instagram, even though it's definitely not me. Or just follow me on Twitter, at Mr. Sam Herbst. Follow at Sam Herbst, since we've now confirmed that he is officially a good guy, although I still will probably try to steal his at. And as always, you can follow The Kid Manifesto at The Kid Manifesto. See you guys next week, hopefully, if I can get that episode out. It's been a long week of traveling and eating a lot of Timbits. See you later, guys.
Question, tell me what you think about me. I buy my own diamonds and I buy my own rings. Only ring your celly when I'm feeling lonely. When it's all over, please get up and leave. Question, tell me how you feel about this. Try to control me, boy, you get dismissed. Pay my own condo and I pay my own bills. Always 50-50 in relationships. The shoes on my feet, I buy. The clothes I'm wearing, I buy.